This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And I have on the line at the moment Aaron Coughlin, who's the Managing Director of Brightspark Power. And as I said before, you know, it's so interesting to have this, and it's so good that this is Australian, and it's so good that they are interested in the Douglas Shire and getting you on the right track. But I need to know more. We've heard their commercials on FabFM. Now let's have a listen to what Aaron has to say about Brightspark Power. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm very good. Look, this is fantastic. I've got so many questions to ask you, but let's start with, why did Brightspark Power come into existence?
Well, we originally came into existence due to the fact that as electricity customers ourselves, we had to sort of experience the dance that a lot of consumers do, where every 12 months you have to look at rediscussing a contract due to changes in discounts and prices, which is frustrating and annoying. We felt that after much discussion, we could probably do a better job of that. And also, we're huge advocates for renewable energy, and it's somewhat disappointing that in a geological position such as we are in Australia, with wonderful access to huge swaths of land for renewable generation to be installed and implemented, we're so behind the eight ball on that. So they were the two main drivers. And last but not least, we felt that, and still today feel that electricity should be a lot simpler than what it is currently, or what it has traditionally been, with consider confusing tariffs and prices and all these various options. So we wanted to come at it from a position of simplifying the conversation for customers, driving and taking responsibility as an electricity retailer to invest in renewables and increase the renewable generation in Australia, as opposed to putting the onus on the individual. And, of course, provide onshore Australian support, keep the sort of money in the country, especially for something as important as a electricity utility. Yeah, they're the drivers, really.
I'll come back to the renewables, because I think that's very important to talk about. I kind of think of what you guys do previous to hearing from you, because I know that you've got a whole sort of thinking outside the square with this. But I kind of relate it a little bit to health insurance, trying to work out health insurance. It's everywhere. It's all over the place, willy-nilly. And also the electrical retailers, it has been like that until Brightspark Power. So what you do basically is you uncomplicate it, right?
That's it in a nutshell. Well, that would have been probably a shorter answer for you.
No.
What we do.
No, I appreciate your answer because, I genuinely have so many questions to ask you. But it really gives people a choice, but also simplifies it because, there are so many things that we have to do as consumers that just does your head in.
That's very true. Electricity is one of those things where in this day and age, we all need it. It's ubiquitous. We all have access to it. We're firm believers in simplifying it as much as possible. So when you do need to have a look at your electricity arrangement, you should be able to just at a glance determine how much you're paying, how much you're using, and then make an informed decision. So that's how we've come at it. You'll notice that when looking at our plan structures, that you have a daily supply charge and a usage charge. That's as simple as it gets. You may have solar, but they're really the three critical things. So we've really targeted to the objective of having it a simple view, simple comparison, and hopefully that makes it a lot easier for customers to make an informed choice as to what's the right service for them.
Aaron, why has there been a limited choice in the energy landscape?
Specifically in relation to the sort of coastal and northern Queensland area, it's a partially deregulated market. So many of your listeners, Paul, will have full awareness of the primary retailer there, which is Ergon Retail. That has been the situation in that sort of your area due to the way that the pricing is structured and how the market is set up. I mean, the market itself for all of Australia only deregulated in 2008, and progressively we've seen further and further deregulation. But for your listeners, it's still a partially regulated market, which isn't necessarily a good or a bad thing. It's good in the sense that Queensland government provides support for the retail pricing that Ergon Retail provide to customers, and that in part plays into where we come in as an alternative or as a choice. It becomes a little bit more challenging for the lower user threshold of customers, so those that sort of use less than 15 kilowatt hours per day on average, due to the way that the retail price is subsidised by the Queensland government there. Anyone above that sort of usage threshold, Paul, will find that it might sort of, the Cecil might tip the other direction and potentially they'd be better off with what our offer is. But it all sort of does come down to that partially deregulated environment, which, you know, the country has progressively been stepping through as it comes to electricity. Does that sort of make sense to you, mate?
Yes, it does. And so if listeners are now listening to this and saying, well, can I use this? How do they find out? I mean, how do they get the nuts and bolts of what to do and whether they're in a position to do this or they want to do it or they need to do it?
Yeah, certainly. There's a fantastic service that the Australian Energy Regulator provides, which is Energy Made Easy. They have a wonderful comparison service, which is energymadeeasy.gov.au. That's a fantastic resource for any electricity customer to go to, and they can type in their postcode or the suburb and work through the type of service they have, electricity, whether it's a time of use or a standard rate. They can enter in their usage details, and that will provide them a really nice objective view of the options that they have available. So that's certainly one way, and that is a relatively and reasonably well straightforward put together straightforward way for customers to compare. For us specifically, we have the ability to have a yak on the phone with anyone who's interested. They can always give us a call. In the moment, we have our on-site representative, Ian. He's available in the Port Douglas area, as played on your radio there.
That's at Smartphones, which is Front Street at Mossman. And that is a wonderful thing. So Smartphones there, where they do smartphones repairs and what have you. It's a brand new business that's just opened in Mossman, doing that work where other people had to go to Cairns. So it's a lovely spot to have your rep there to explain things in a very simple way.
Yeah, it's been good to have the local representation. And that's something we're really big on, Paul. I mean, we're strong believers in supporting and participating in a healthy manner in the communities in which we operate. So that's just one of the channels and representation that we have there for your listeners to pop in and have a look. And the good news there, Paul, is that we're very objective about the outcome as well. We understand that for some users, they may be better with their existing provider. Equally, they could be better with us. But we'll give them that honest answer, and that helps to, in many cases, just reaffirm that you might be on the right plan for you already, which is in itself a valuable learning.
We're talking with Aaron Coughlin, the Managing Director of Brightspark Power. And as I said earlier, you know, this is a company that thinks outside the square and does things so that it simplifies everything for you. Now, your plan, as you mentioned, for medium to high use households and businesses. Now, businesses, I couldn't think of a better way for businesses now to try and simplify and maybe save money on their electricity, particularly during this COVID, because businesses here, particularly in the far north, huge tourism operators up here, restaurants, shops, retail outlets, etc. Boy, do they need help, businesses, and it sounds like you can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly has been a difficult time this year. So one of the things that we like to aim to provide our business customers is the sort of two things that business owners talk to us about all the time. So one is competitive pricing. So they want to reduce their operational costs. So we certainly work with them for that. And the other part of that equation is cost certainty. This is something that, as business owner myself and talking to many of our customers who are business owners, this is one of the things that can keep you up at night is cost certainty. So with our plans and our business plan specifically, we provide a longer term view on your electricity costs. We do not operate any sort of tricky discounting or any of those sorts. Everything's just what you see is what you get. Flat rates, and that enables you as a business, or we hope, enables you as a business owner to have, that forecast cost certainty on what your electricity or your utilities will be costing you into the future. Which, with this period where unfortunately revenues are down in a lot of cases, that's one of the mechanisms that can help you to sort of forecast. Hopefully a healthy recovery out of this ball.
Absolutely. Aaron, smart meters. I hear one of the ads, the lady saying, what's a smart meter? Can you just tell people about smart meters and what that's all about? Do you have to have one? Do you not have to have one? What's the go?
Yeah, smart meters. The value that smart meters bring is really twofold. One is that you get access to more fine-grained detail. So a smart meter will provide 48 increments throughout a 24-hour period. So effectively, it means every half hour, you have a measurement for how much electricity you used. And it's time. So when do you use it? How much did you use it? So that's helpful within itself. The other benefit of smart meters is the ability to provide that information to your retailer, in this case us, daily. So what we then what that enables us to do is to get rid of estimates. Estimate readings is one of the banes of our existence.
It sure is.
Exactly. Nothing worse than paying for something that you may or may not have used. So the smart meter enables us as a retailer to offer our customers the ability to step away from estimates. It's always actuals, and we can provide that finer grain information, which, again, once you have that sort of information, you can start making data-based decisions, which is super helpful for businesses and can also be really helpful for residents as well to know when they're using a lot of their electricity. And, maybe there's opportunity to look at moving when they're turning the pool pump on, for example. So they're the sorts of things that make a difference with smart meters. Do you have to have a smart meter? That is a twofold answer. Optional, where your existing meter is fulfilling its role, fine. If your existing meter unfortunately fails or end of life, then a smart meter is required to be installed. The great news with us is we don't charge any more for a smart meter. We don't change your plan around with a smart meter. There's no additional levies with a smart meter, any of those things. So again, it plays into that simplicity message, Paul, that when you're looking at a price, you're looking at a comparison with us, whether it be a residential or business plan. If a smart meter is required at some point, or you'd like us to install a smart meter, which we're more than happy to do, that doesn't change the financial position on our plans in any way, shape, or form. Just straightforward.
BrightSpark Power. One of the things that really attracted me when I saw what you were doing in the community was Australian owned and operated, which I think is fantastic. And it also, you have support here in Australia. Now, one of the banes of my life, and I think a lot of people listening, is you ring up a company, Australian company, but you get somebody from a foreign land. And often, and I'm no disrespect to those people, they're trying to earn a buck, but sometimes you just can't understand what they're saying because of the heavy accents or whatever, and they're working in some support set up in Delhi or the Philippines or whatever. So what can you say to people who want to deal with an Australian company and want to deal with Aussies?
We are 100% Australian owned. We're 100% privately Australian owned as well. So it's we're not beholden to shareholders wherever they may exist. We're also 100% Australian operated. We do have local support. It's one of those things where, as a utility provider, being electricity, we don't really feel that there is a need or a driving reason to do anything other than stay within Australia. We think it's important to provide that that option. We are, again, about, you know, really big on choice and providing customers the choice. We've been in work for companies where that sort of offshoring has taken place. We feel that for what we're offering, with the simplicity of the plans, the competitive price points, and with the focus on renewables, and again, sort of targeting the more regional areas of Australia for electricity retail services, that it makes sense for us. We feel we can deliver the best level of service to our customers for this, and we're confident in our pricing position, that it enables us to not just remain Australian-owned and 100% Australian-operated ourselves, but to carry that further, Paul, and to extend that into who we choose as suppliers, who we choose to deal with, who we choose to buy electricity from, where we choose to, for example, get our printing done on our any collateral that we use. Everything for us stems from Australian-owned, Australian-operated, and where we also spend our money to also support Australian-owned and operated businesses. It's something that we're going to need to, as a community, really consider and think about moving forward, especially off the back of the challenges that we've experienced this year.
We're talking with Aaron Coughlan, the Managing Director of Brightspark Power. Now, let's go back to those renewables you were talking about. You sounded like you're just a little bit disappointed we haven't really moved quicker on renewables. I mean, we have such a vast land, don't we? And we have so much sun in this wonderful sunburned country. And yet... renewables still haven't got going as one would have expected them to move. I get the feeling that you'd like to see that move much quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it extends beyond just solar. Wind is an equally viable and appropriate renewable generation source. It is disappointing that for such an innovative country, I mean, we are very good at creating and innovating. To see us lagging so far behind in the world. I mean, we've got an exceedingly high carbon footprint per capita. We've got all this land available for us to look at solar and wind at scale as well. So it is disappointing. We do have a very clear plan. We have our 10-year plan for Brightspark Power, which heavily focuses on us as a company taking on some responsibility and being accountable for where we purchase and source our energy from. So as Brightspark Power grows, we will continue to invest in renewably sourced energy, solar and wind, and future technologies as they become commercially viable and available. Our intention is to have by 2025 a minimum of 50% of all of the power that we purchase and provide our customers, 50% of that to be sourced from renewable, and by 2030 100% of it sourced from renewable sources. So too often we feel the individual is the one that is told that they need to be responsible for, doing the right thing, whether be it recycling plastic bottles or, buying renewable energy. But we feel that as an electricity retailer, that responsibility really should fall to us, and we're the ones that make the purchasing decisions overall. So that's what we've committed to do. And as a benefit, every one of our customers can, progressively see an increasing share of where they source their electricity from come from renewable sources. Europe is a really good example for Australia to have a look at and see how much electricity is generated by wind and also to a degree solar over there. And overall, the great news for customers, progressively over time, it actually reduces the cost of electricity. So, there's a nice little kick at the end for us.
I sort of get the feeling, talking to you, Aaron, that your company and yourself, very much ethics is always part of the whole deal.
Yeah, exactly. I like to be able to sleep at night, Paul.
That's exactly right. No, but it's wonderful, and that's why we fully support you here at Fab FM. Just finally...
We appreciate it.
No, and not a problem. And just finally, I just wanted to talk to you about how you support local business and the community. When you come into a community, it's not just a matter of, grabbing a whole lot of customers. But as I understand, your company has a policy to make sure that you are part of the community and you support that community.
Yeah, absolutely. We think that that's, at a macro level, it's a smart thing to do because a healthy community is a happy community, For us, when we're entering an area, as we have done in Port Douglas Mossman, we've selected local suppliers wherever feasible for us to source our suppliers from. So we're getting our printing done locally. With all of our printing and all the collateral that is in use by us in Port Douglas Mossman is actioned at Mossman Print, for example. Dealing with yourselves to work with the promotion within the community. We're in discussions and continue to be in discussions with other members within the area to see where it makes sense for us to be involved. And that's about us choosing to, it's one thing to say you're Australian owned and operated and then to have everyone sitting in an office building in Sydney or Brisbane. But I think it's something else and probably more appropriate to, if we're entering an area, that we do our best to try and invest in that area as well and use the services and facilities and the people that are available in this, the community as much as possible in the area for which we operate. It's just, again, it ties into sort of the ethos that we're bringing forward here to try and, do the right thing and support the communities in which we operate. Because at the end of the day, by that community choosing Brightspark Power, where it's beneficial for them to do so and appropriate for them to do so, then they're supporting us. And that's what leads to a sort of healthy outcome for all involved. That's certainly one of our objectives.
Mm. And like you say, like even this radio station, yes, you pay for the advertising, which is wonderful, but it helps keep this radio station on the air. And we really appreciate that because advertising is the only income that we have. So we thank you for that. And we love to promote you. And particularly now, since I've spoken to you, I've got a better idea of what you're about, what your company's about, and I'll fully support you. In fact, my wife Marion and I have been talking about the fact that what we need to do now is change over to Brightspark Power, because we want to support you. You are supporting us. We want to support you, and I'll encourage everybody to turn over to Brightspark Power. You're not only getting a good deal. You're not only getting those smart meters and maybe turning your usage and saving money, but you're also supporting the community, and that's what we're all about as well. We've been talking to Aaron Coughlin, the managing director of Brightspark Power, and can I just tell everybody, they've got a plan for medium to higher use households and businesses. They've got smart meters and no more estimated readings. Oh, that's great. Simple pricing model, best rate guarantee, Australian owned and operated. They have local support and they support local businesses and community. They have a 10-year plan. They're looking at long-term objectives for renewable energy, carbon capture, wind, solar, and I take it maybe even hydrogen once these things are brought onto the market. They've got an open mind and thinking outside the square. They're also driving positive regulation changes. They're keeping an eye on those and being a responsible company. So, Aaron, just a pleasure to talk with you, and I'm sure that has given people much more information about what Brightspark Power is about.
Cheers, Paul. I really appreciate the time. Great talking to you as well. And look, you know, if any of your listeners want to have a yak to either myself or any member of our team, they can just give us a call on 1300 010 277 number, and you know, we're happy to have a chat. No dramas at all. Equally, Ian's in town, so he can always pop by and say hi.
Exactly, and that's at Smartphones, which is Front Street, Mossman. People out there know where that is. Drop in. That's Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but you'll hear it on Fab FM and those times, and just reminding you about it. Aaron, stay safe, and thanks again for talking with us.
And you, Paul. Cheers, mate.